It's MLB draft season, and the Locked On MLB Prospects podcast is covering every future star of Major League Baseball. Host Aram Layton brings you player interviews and farm system breakdowns every day. Subscribe to Locked On MLB Prospects on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts.
You are Locked On Yankees, your daily New York Yankees podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You're listening to the Locked On Yankees podcast, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Stacey Gotsoulias, and I'm the host of Locked On Yankees. I'm a baseball writer turned podcast host, and you may have read my work at places like Baseball Prospectus, The Hardball Times, Sporting News, and the ESPN Sweet Spot blog. You can find us on Twitter at Locked On Yankees, all one word. You can find me on Twitter at StaceGots. We're also on Instagram at Locked On Yankees, all one word. And you can find me in the Spotify green room at StaceGots. If you're a new listener, hello and welcome. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. I hope you all enjoyed today's episode. We have two games to recap, a win and a loss. I will recap the win first. I'll recap the loss second. We'll talk about everything that's happened between last night and today and more. But first, you can get Locked On Yankees and all other Locked On podcasts straight to your phone in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Odyssey, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees. It's a late day. It's almost 8 p.m. and I'm recording this because if you live in New York, you know the weather's been kind of crazy today, and it's only going to get worse with Tropical Storm Elsa, if that's what it's called, right? Elsa's remnants coming this way. So, just things didn't work out in the afternoon. I figured, all right, I'll do a post-game show. I have two games to talk about, and then for tomorrow's episode, we'll preview the Astros series. Works out pretty well. So last night, the Yankees won again. Got a little scary there for a second, thanks to Domingo Germán, who didn't start the game, in case you missed it, because he had root canal yesterday and had to come in, and he came in as a bullpen piece. And, of course, he gave up a 3-run home run, because that's what Domingo Germán does, and made it a little more interesting than it needed to be. Aroldis Chapman was nowhere near that game, thank God, and the Yankees ended up winning. I'll go into all the details about it. And then this afternoon, they got shut down because the Yankees in 2021 are allergic to sweeping series. I know they've done it maybe once or twice, but any other time that they're going into the third game of a 3-game series, having won the first two, it's for some reason very difficult for them to win that last game. And that's what happened today. Mainly because they were shut down by a right-handed pitcher with a slider, which is another one of their enemies. They're allergic to them, too. So let's talk about last night's game. As I said, Domingo Germán had root canal, couldn't start. I've never had root canal. I don't know how that feels, but I would imagine it doesn't feel great, and I wouldn't want to have to throw a baseball after having root canal either, or at least not right away. Nick Nelson made the spot start, didn't even last the first inning. He looked okay the first two batters, then completely lost control. It was unbelievable. And as someone had mentioned on Twitter, watching Nick Nelson pitch is like working, like watching early Jonathan Loaisiga. The stuff is there, but he has no control or command of his pitches yet. And I don't know if they can work with Nick Nelson and help him, because it would be great if he could become another Jonathan Loaisiga, because Jonathan Loaisiga had a good outing as usual last night. But Nick Nelson, woo, it was ugly. Very ugly. And what made it worse was that the Yankees jumped out to a 3-0 lead in the first inning, which was the theme of the first two games against Seattle. And then Nelson, I mean, considering how horrible he was pitching, or how horribly he was pitching, that's the word I'm looking for, he only gave up that one run. But he walked three, struck out one, and the run scored on a wild pitch. Luis Sessa came in, pitched 3 1/3 innings. He got the win. Gave up a hit, struck out one, shut them down for those 3 1/3 innings. Herman came in, pitched 3 innings, and he was okay until he gave up that home run. Which is usually the case with Domingo Herman. He gave that up to Murphy in the 6th inning. And of course, there were two on. There were two outs. Made the game 5-4 at that point. The Yankees had scored 2 runs in the 2nd inning as well to go up 5-0. And it almost looked like it was going to be another game like the first game where they scored 12. And then they just didn't. And things got scary in the bottom of the 6th. Now, as D.C. Lundberg has told me on... As D.C. Lundberg had said on his show, Locked On Mariners, I spoke with him yesterday, the Mariners rely on home runs to get runs. And I said, well, you guys are in luck because Domingo Herman gives them up. Now, this was before I didn't know he was going to start, but then he did it anyway in his relief appearance. So, yeah, there you go. I was right about that. But at least it was only those 3 runs. The Yankees held on 5-4. As I said, Jonathan Loaisiga came in, pitched an inning, got 2 strikeouts. Chad Green came in, got the save, pitched an inning, got 2 strikeouts. And it was kind of nice to have a 9th inning not be frightening for a change. So, I don't know, maybe Chad Green can step in for Aroldis Chapman right now, because, as I said yesterday, I only want to see Aroldis Chapman pitching in the 9th inning if the Yankees have at least a 10-run lead, because even he can't screw that up. Now, the Yankees got their runs last night, thanks to Aaron Judge hitting another giant home run in Safeco Field. This time, he didn't break Statcast like he did 4 years ago. Gleyber Torres had a big single, drove in 2 runs. He also hit the ball in the air a couple times and hit it well, just to the deepest part of, I almost called it Safeco, T-Mobile Park. And that's a key with Gleyber Torres, because I think I mentioned it on yesterday's show. His ground ball rates have gone up and his fly ball rates have gone down. They've almost completely switched from 2-3 years ago. So I would rather see him hit the ball in the air regularly. That would be lovely. He was doing that yesterday. And as I said, they were 2 F8s, but he hit the ball well. So that was a good sign. Again, Judge, 20th home run of the season. Good for you. That was off Kikuchi. And by the way, I had mentioned on yesterday's show that Kikuchi was doing really well heading into yesterday's game, and I said that it could go either way, that either he would shut down the Yankees completely or they would hit him. And they hit him. In a moment, I'll have some injury updates, because it's the New York Yankees, and of course there are injury updates. But first, today's episode is brought to you in part by Fully Loaded Chew. Fully Loaded Chew is tobacco-free, long-cut, and pouches that give you the same pack, dip, spit, and buzz you're used to without tobacco. Available in 9 flavors, Fully Loaded Chew is made with all the food-grade ingredients and tobacco-free nicotine, the purest form of nicotine available. Fully Loaded Chew is offering Locked On Yankees listeners a special offer. Right now, you can try a can for just $1. That's right, just $1. Go to fullyloadedchew.com and use promo code LOCKEDON. It's just $1 and free shipping if you use the code LOCKEDON at checkout. The next time you go for a dip, make it Fully Loaded Chew. Again, that's fullyloadedchew.com, promo code LOCKEDON, and you can get it for just $1 and free shipping. This episode is also brought to you by rockauto.com. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Why endure often pointless and seemingly intimidating questions while waiting for the person behind the counter to order the parts on their computer, but choosing only the brand that their warehouse happens to carry? You all have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. You can save time and money using Rock Auto. Rock Auto is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. Their prices are reliably low for every customer. They have everything you could need, from brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, to even new carpet. Go explore their easy-to-use website today to find the solution to your auto parts needs. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. So the news came out that Michael King was being put on the IL because he hurt his middle finger. I made a joke on Twitter that he was probably busy sticking up his middle finger at everyone who thought he was a weirdo for not liking pizza, but apparently it was a weightlifting accident. Now, I believe they said that his finger got squished a little bit and it swelled up, but it wasn't broken, so that's a good thing. And at this point, I think he'll be eligible because it was retroactive to July 5th. So, if everything goes okay, he'll be able to come off the IL, I almost said DL, IL after the All-Star break. And just in time to face Boston, so good for you, Michael King. Darren O'Day apparently really injured his already surgically repaired hamstring the other day. And from what Aaron Boone was saying, it's bad. So he had just come back from being on the IL for a completely different issue and then hurt his hamstring. So you won't be seeing him for a while. Zach Britton is on the way back. That's a good thing. The Yankees bullpen needs him. And are there any other injury updates I need to update you on? I don't think so. I think everyone else is okay. Let's knock on wood. Yeah, okay. So more about last night. Let's see. What else happened last night? Well, the Yankees got 10 hits, 5 runs on 10 hits. That's good. Double-digit hits again, 2 nights in a row. Of course, that changed this afternoon. Judge was 2-for-4. Stanton was 2-for-5. Voit was 2-for-4. Glaber 1-for-4, Urshela 1-for-4, and Tim LeCastro was 2-for-4. He stretched what would have been a single for anyone else out into a double, and he was able to score. So it's kind of fun watching someone that fast again on the bases. And oh, Tyler Wade was called up to replace Michael King. Can he pitch? Is that why he's replacing Michael King? I don't know what's going on. Oh, Miguel Andujar is having an issue too. I'm sorry, I read that earlier too. I believe it's a hand issue, but let me just double check this right now. How's everyone doing today? Is everyone doing okay? This weather is crazy. It's been thundering where I live literally all day. I'm not even kidding. Here we go. Oh yes, a hand issue. Aaron Boone said that Miguel Andujar has been dealing with a little bit of a hand issue, soreness in the hand wrist area. He had x-rays and an MRI. And then they didn't say anything about the results of the x-ray and the MRI. So I guess he's okay because they would have said if it was worse than just soreness. So yeah, that's why you haven't seen him, but they have LeCastro to play. So that's good. Thank goodness. Clint Frazier, I believe, is still dealing with his vertigo stuff. Clint, me too. Not fun. I nearly puked this morning from it. I said it the other day on the show. Vertigo is no joke. It's not just dizziness. It's also feeling like you're going to puke, and it is not enjoyable at all. It comes on really quick, out of nowhere. You could be doing anything, and it'll just happen. So I don't wish that on anyone, and I hope he feels better soon. So let's move on to today's debacle, and we're calling it a debacle because, as I said in the opener, the Yankees are allergic to sweeping 3-game series. And you're going to say, didn't they sweep the Blue Jays? Yes, they swept the Blue Jays. They were actually lucky to sweep the Blue Jays because they had to come back in those games. But it just feels like they have really big issues. And there was a stat earlier in the season where they were like 6-14 or 6-18 in the final game of a series. And just, you can't do that. You have to win. You have to win series like this. You just can't allow the other team. Oh, and not only that, the Yankees were one hit. One hit.
That's all we got. One goddamn hit.
You can't say goddamn on the air.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
Gilbert is the one that really shut them down. Although Sewald and Graveman also shut them down for 2 innings. But Gilbert, 7 innings, 1 hit. Stanton got the hit. No walks, 8 strikeouts. They could have combined for a no-hitter. Thank God. Thank you, phone. Thank God for Giancarlo Stanton and that hit, because that would have been embarrassing. Very, very, very embarrassing. Now, Jordan Montgomery, not terrible. You know, he got bitten a little bit there, giving up those three runs in the first two innings. But overall, 6 2/3, you know, 3 runs on 4 hits, 2 walks, not great, but 9 strikeouts is good. 2 home runs aren't good. That's a problem. He gave up a home run to Kyle Seager in the first, and Dylan Moore. Dylan Moore is the one that I was talking about yesterday, that Aroldis Chapman walked on 4 pitches and was hitting 180, so I'm assuming his average is a little better than 180 right now. Let's see. Let's double check and see if that... Oh, no, he's still batting 180, even with that home run. He was 1 for 2 today, and he had a walk. So, yeah, Jordan Montgomery giving up home runs to guys who were hitting 180. At least Kyle Seager is above the interstate hitting 216. Hey, vey. All right, so Montgomery, 105 pitches in those 6 1/3. And again, 9 strikeouts. That's not bad, but, you know, you can't be giving up home runs. And as I said earlier, D.C. Lundberg, host of Locked On Mariners, said they like to score their home run. They like to score their home runs. They like to score their runs on home runs. And that's how they've scored this entire series. And then the Yankees are one hit. One hit. Oh, God. And I was worried, too, coming into the game, because Aaron Boone has a habit of putting out a silly lineup on the third game of a series when they've won the first two games. And this was a solid, this is the lineup that you want. You know, maybe not Gardner, LoCastro at the end, but LeMahieu, Judge, Sanchez, Stanton, Voit, Torres, Urshela. First 7. That's what you want. And then Odor pinch hit. So the team was 0 for 3 with runners in scoring position. They only left 2 on base with the one hit. So, and Stanton's hit was a double. And that's his 9th double of the year. Good for him. And let's see, what else? Yeah, they struck out 10 times. 10 strikeouts, no walks, one hit. Good Lord. That's not the way you want to go into a series with the Astros, guys. In a moment, we're going back to July 8th, 2000, because why not? I know it's 21 years, which means that game is old enough to drink, but we're going to talk about it. But first, BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing and heading into the All-Star break, and you can track all the action at BetOnline. Get the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as the NBA is into their finals. Tampa Bay won the Stanley Cup final against the Montreal Canadiens, so NHL is over at least until October. So head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use our promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Some of you may be wondering, why are you going to talk about July 8th, 2000? Well, as I said earlier in the show, I would like to do my preview of the Astros, I said that very oddly, the Astros series tomorrow, and because I have time, and because July 8th, 2000 was a momentous day, that season particularly, we're going to talk about it. It was the day of the infamous dual stadium doubleheader between the Yankees and the Mets. Both games were won by the Yankees 4-2. The first game occurred in Shea Stadium in the afternoon. Dwight Gooden won that game. Bobby Jones picked up the loss. Mariano Rivera picked up his 20th save of the season. But we're going to talk about the nightcap at Yankee Stadium because it was the infamous Roger Clemens, Mike Piazza, beanball incident, and guess who was there that night? That's right, yours truly. I was there with my mother, my father, and my cousin, and I will never forget it as long as I live. So let's dive into it. Again, Saturday, July 8th, 2000, rescheduled from June 11th, 2000, due to rain. Start time, 8.05 p.m., attendance, 55,821. And as I said, I was one of them. Let's go through the lineups. You know I love doing that, especially looking back all those years ago at the turn of the century, because we can say that now. Do you know that kids refer to last century as the 1900s now? I don't like that at all. Anyway, Mets, Lenny Harris, Derek Bell, Eduardo Alfonso, oh my God, Mike Piazza, Robin Ventura, Todd Zeal, Jay Payton, Todd Pratt, Melvin Mora, and Glendon Rush was your starter. For the Yankees, Chuck Knobloch, Derek Jeter, Paul O'Neill, Bernie Williams, Tino Martinez, David Justice, Shane Spencer, Chris Turner at catcher, ha! Scott Brosius, Roger Clemens. By the way, yesterday was the 30th anniversary of Bernie Williams being called up to the Yankees. He posted something on his Instagram account, and I got really depressed because I remember that very well. So let's see. Doug Eddings was your home plate umpire. Rob Drake first. Tim Welke second. Rob Cook third. Now, the time of the game was only 2:36, which is pretty impressive for a Yankee-Mets game. You know, it wasn't particularly high scoring. As I said, it was 4-2, but, you know, because of that incident that happened, it could have been longer. So let's get into it. You know, the Piazza hit by pitch happened early in the game. So Roger Clemens sets down the Mets 1-2-3 in the first inning. Harris flew out to left center. That's right. Derek Bell hit a single, and then Alfonso hit into a ground ball double play. Chuck Knobloch, line out to center. Jeter struck out. Paul O'Neill hit a single, and then Bernie Williams hit a fly ball to short left center. Roger Clemens, oh boy. It was the second pitch of the at-bat. I was sitting in my normal seats, box 623, row C, seats 5 through 8. I was sitting in seat 8 because that was my spot. My mom was sitting next to me, my dad was on the other side of her, and my cousin was in seat number 5. My dad jokingly says, "Hit him with a pitch." And then Clemens beans him in the head. When I tell you that place went so quiet because we all thought Piazza was dead. My mom had her head buried into my shoulder. She didn't even want to look. And my dad was like, "Jesus, I was joking." We were just like horrified. You could hear it where we were sitting in the upper deck. Like it was right next to your head. The sound was so loud, so sickening, and so scary. Oh, I mean, I really thought he was dead. When I saw he was moving, I was like, thank God, because I did not want to witness a murder at Yankee Stadium. So Matt Franco goes in to pinch run for Piazza. Robin Ventura strikes out swinging. Todd Zeal hits a fly ball to left center. Apparently, a lot of fly balls were going to left center that night. Jay Payton hits a ground out. Tino Martinez is hit by a pitch because, you know, of course. And it was the second pitch. It was an 0-1 count, and he was hit by a pitch by Glendon Rush. David Justice grounded out. Shane Spencer struck out. Chris Turner struck out. The game was pretty quiet until the top of the fifth. The Mets struck first. So Clemens got two outs right away. Jay Payton flew out to short left center. Again, everyone keeps hitting it there. Todd Pratt struck out swinging. Then Melvin Mora hit a single. Mora stole second while Lenny Harris was up. Then Lenny Harris walked. Derek Bell hit a single that scored Mora. Harris made it to third. Alfonso hit a single to center that scored Harris. Bell made it to second. And then Matt Franco hit a ground out. So it was 2-0 Mets at that point, and they left two on base. The Yankees struck back in the bottom of the fifth. David Justice and Shane Spencer hit back-to-back singles off Rush. Chris Turner did a sacrifice bunt and advanced both Justice and Spencer to third and second, respectively. Scott Brosius hit a single that scored Justice. Spencer made it to third. Chuck Knobloch, home run, makes it 4-2. That's how the game would end. But let's see if anything else funky happened. No, you know what? Yeah, it was. That's why it was so fast, because there were a lot of 1-2-3 innings. Top of the sixth, bottom of the sixth, top of the seventh, bottom of the seventh. bottom of the eighth was a 1-2-3 inning. And let's see, the top of the ninth. Mo comes in to replace Mike Stanton. Yeah. Todd Zeal hits a fly ball. Jay Payton reaches on an E6. How dare you, Derek Jeter? Todd Pratt hits a fly ball to left. Mark Johnson pinch hits for Melvin Mora. Johnson makes it to... Johnson is at the plate. Payton makes it to second on an why do I keep saying that wrong? Defensive indifference. I said it wrong the other day, too. And then Johnson hit a ground ball to second to end the game. Yankees win 4-2. And then, of course, you know, months later in the World Series, Clemens picks up the sharded piece of bat. And, or the big bat shard, that thinking it's a ball is throwing it in Piazza's general direction. Okay, Roger Clemens, we believe you. It's almost 21 years later, and that explanation for that incident is still so stupid. You thought it was the ball. How long were you playing in Major League Baseball at that point, Roger Clemens? You didn't realize you picked up a piece of the bat and threw it in Piazza's direction? My goodness. So to recap, the Yankees are sweepless in Seattle. Yes, you can yell at me for that. I'm not apologizing. They head to Houston tomorrow. I will have the preview of that series on tomorrow's show. But for now, that's it for this episode of Locked On Yankees, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'd like to remind you that you can listen to this show in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Odyssey, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Today. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. One more thing, if you could be so kind, please rate the podcast and spread the word about this podcast to your fellow Yankee fans. We would really appreciate it. Enjoy your Thursday, and I will talk to you all tomorrow.